Coast Radio News for Wednesday, June 16, 2021. I'm George Henry. The spring burning season is over. It's illegal to burn yard debris during the closed season, and violations are subject to fines of $50 to $2,500. The Lane County Fire Defense Board will decide whether or not to reopen for the fall burning season on October 1st, depending on the fire risk at the time. Because removing overgrown vegetation is important for fire prevention, the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency reminds residents that Lane Forest Products, Rexius, or Lane County transfer stations and dump sites are resources for disposing of debris. Scioto Valley Fire and Rescue Fire Marshal Tony Miller says it's important to pay attention to burning seasons.
Especially considering what happened in 2020 when it comes to wildland fires, it was pretty devastating. And, you know, the number one cause of outdoor wildland fires is human-caused. So it's really important for people to pay attention to the rules and make sure that they're adhering and following the restrictions and the fire danger levels as they increase over the summer.
Coastal Lane County residents can check on the season status by going to larapa.org. That's LRAPA.org. It's been a slow process moving the state towards the goal of 70% vaccination status, but it's still forward progress, according to the Oregon Health Authority. In its latest release, the numbers are now above 68%, with 5 days until the governor's self-imposed goal date of June 21st. Half of the Oregon population 18 and older have now been fully immunized, according to the OHA. The number of daily COVID cases continues to be up and down. After a mild Monday report, the OHA has added another 314 cases, with 24 more cases for Lane County, which include yet another case for the Florence area. Florence has now seen 257 total cases. In addition, 3 individuals are on a ventilator in Lane County, and 9 people are in ICU. The Rotary Club of Florence will hold its first annual virtual auction over 4 weekends. Auctions will begin on Thursdays and run from noon to 7 p.m. from June 24th through Sunday, July 18th. Bidders will have a number of categories and many different items to choose from, according to Kim Erickson, Rotary Director.
So we have things that are gift certificates to local restaurants, but then we have trips that you can go out of state or trips that you can stay in state. So we have a variety of items depending on what you're looking for.
Bidders should be aware that the Rotary Club is only able to auction off spirits on a single day, according to Erickson.
Any of our spirited items, all of our wine that we normally would have on our wine wall for the night of the auction, those will all be auctioned off on Saturday, July 17th.
This is the first auction the Rotary Club has been able to hold in 3 years due to the pandemic, and it will allow the club to continue providing scholarships to local students and fund requests from other nonprofits in the community. The list of auction items for week one will be posted today. For details or how to register, you can go to florencerotary.org. Florence Area Chamber of Commerce's call to artists for its Hanging Banner Contest has been extended to June 30th. The Chamber is looking for submissions that reflect the coastal life that will be married with particular slogans for seasonal and special event programs. Chamber President and CEO Bettina Hannigan says the winning submission could win $1,000. To learn more about the specifics of the contest, individuals can visit florencechamber.com. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, June 16, 2021.